because, you know, you're looking at the policies that we are implementing. You know, largely they have an impact on the teacher and their ability to actually instruct and reach out to our kids and bring their achievement level up. So, you know, that's something where I don't have to go out and hire consultants or hire, you know, individuals to see what will be the impact. There, you know, that wisdom gives me the foresight to go ahead and look at the policies and make recommendation on the spot.
What are the duties of a state school superintendent?
I am the individual who is in charge actually implementing policy that comes from the Board of Education. Again, not a position where I make policy, but in charge of implementing the policy itself. And I think, you know, also being really the biggest spokesman or cheerleader for education, representing our state within the state and also outside.
All right, let's say you get elected. What is the top policy issue for Georgia education right now? How would you address it?
I think, you know, right now, of course, the issue of Common Core is definitely on the buzz. And when you say Common Core, you're looking at things that are not necessarily seen in an isolation, because the standards themselves, you know, have a direct impact on our testing system, which has a direct impact on teacher accountability and the way we assess teachers as well. So I think looking at those three legs together and how they tie together will be the biggest issue that we do face.
So in your view, there are three legs to Common Core. There's the standards, there's the testing, and the evaluation.
Yes.
Where do you stand on the standards? Do you like the Common Core standards that are in place now? Is that something you're not in favor? Where do you stand?
Okay. With the standards themselves, I think that, you know, I think we can do better. You know, one of the things we look at, we especially look at math and how its impact across the state. I think with those standards, we recognize there are some deficiencies there. We are looking at issues that perhaps are they age appropriate or developmentally appropriate. So, you know, I've never heard anyone say that these are the very best standards. So I think, you know, we want to look at the standards, refine them, see what do we need to do to improve to allow us to, you know, make the improvements we need.
Okay, so it sounds like you're saying in terms of the Common Core standards, there are certain standards there that you like, certain ones that you're not in love with. What are the standards that you think are good within Common Core?
The ones that, you know, stress, I think, foundational principles, you know, such as your reading, math, and writing, you know, at the K-5 area. That's going to be very critical. And so I think looking at those standards that allow teachers to actually teach the child and build that foundational skills, that's going to be good. Looking at standards that perhaps are not age appropriate. Again, some of the things we know, and again, I would say that, you know, looking at child development, not the light bulb does not come on at the same time for each and every child. So you have to have the flexibility to really address the learning level of the children at that level. But in conjunction with that, again, one of the issues we have still goes back to testing. Testing, you know, largely drives and is based on your standards, but that's where an issue we have, where we are trying to assess all of our children at the same time based on a set of standards. In other words, that say third grade, every child is expected to learn those set of standards at third grade, whether they are ready or not. So it puts, I think, you know, it does hurt those kids at the bottom, because we have to have the flexibility to move them up and prepare them, but also for those at the top, we have to have the flexibility to allow them to move forward as well.
All right, so you have standards and then you have testing.
Yes.
There are two main tests that a lot of states that are using Common Core are going to. Georgia has made the decision, at least under the current administration, to not use either one of those tests, to kind of go it alone and create its own test. Is that something that you would support as well?
Well, I think looking at the test, again, what we have moved to is something called the Milestones test. It will replace largely what we call the old CRCT. With the test itself, I had issues even with CRCT, and again, with the following method of Milestones, I think my concern is that you will still administer the test in April. And so you have a full year of our teachers teaching the standards. But if we're looking at this, this is what I call, you know, the CRCT and the Milestone in the present form is more of an autopsy report, because it's given at the year. Well, what we need to have is a model, and again, this is kind of a transition of thought, where we have a diagnostic approach, that as our kids are going through the school year, let's take small increments of testing to measure their progress, so that if we need to make the changes and address the needs early on, we can do so. Because once you get to the end of the year, you know, you cannot address learning needs effectively.
As we talk about testing, the state is moving towards a teacher evaluation system.
Yes.
To where the results of the test scores from students are going to weigh heavily on a teacher's performance, a teacher's pay, whether or not that teacher stays on. All of these issues are being debated right now. Where do you stand on the current teacher evaluation system where the state is moving?
Okay. Early in the campaign, again, after the runoff, again, one of the things I called for, and again, even prior to that, but officially I called for a moratorium that I said we need to make sure that we just, you know, take, you know, I recommended 2 years off just to look at the system, you know, as far as the evaluation system, to make sure the testing is fair, make sure the accountability metrics are actually working, and not directly apply them to, you know, our teachers and their performance.
Okay, so a cooling off period to look at some of the things that you have concerns with.
Yes.
As you know, in politics, sometimes moratoriums are great ways to just push things down the road and not deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
Is what Georgia is looking at right now in terms of a teacher evaluation system, is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea?
It is very burdensome. One of the things, the complaints that I've heard across the board with our teachers, is it takes too much time. Again, we're having to fill out paperwork. Administrators, you know, right now they currently have to have 6 evaluations. And again, you're looking at writing, you're looking at meeting. I mean, this is for each teacher. And again, as an administrator, and again, somebody who's worked in a small school system where typically you may only have 1 or 2 administrators, but you may have, you know, up to 100, you know, individuals you have to do, that's a lot of time. Teachers, again, across the state have said, Richard, I don't mind being accountable. Accountability is not an issue, but I just want it to be a fair accountability piece.
As a state school superintendent, if you're elected, you're going to be in an advisory role. What would you tell the state school board as to what teachers need to do their job better?
Teachers are concerned that they no longer have the time to actually have personal or make personal relationships with their children. And I think, you know, teaching to the test, their entire year is basically being driven by that test. They just really want to be allowed to close their door and teach. And that's what, you know, I bring the message there. I'm hearing veteran teachers, they're telling me, Richard, if I could get out now, I would. And these veteran teachers are also, across the state, are discouraging young people from getting into the profession. And so that's something we've got to look at.
Richard Woods, thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure today.